Hello and welcome, KSCO 1080 AM listeners in the Santa Cruz area. And I love the fact that we can be streamed live around the world. So wherever you are at, welcome to Better by the Minute Life with Becca. My name is Becca Dukes, and it is my honor and pleasure to be able to bring to you each and every week information that is empowering, that I pray, my hope and prayer is that you will be able to use this information to help yourself, help others around you in creating a more empowered, positive environment and community. And this evening, I have with me Karen Scott. Now, Karen Scott is a certified holistic health coach, but she's also a purpose development coach. And that's what we're going to be focusing on a little bit more tonight. As she is a mentor, she's a motivational speaker. She is a host and facilitator of multiple different summits. She's a published author, and she has a podcast. She has an e-newsletter. She has a podcast and an e-newsletter that I absolutely know you are going to want to be able to plug into and just get that information that she shares. Because from the time that I have known Karen, she has been just such a light, such a joy in every meeting. Now, as a motivational coach, she is also a mentor. She is also a mentor to women towards optimal health and wellness while discovering and developing their divine purpose. But tonight, we're going to be, like I said, we are going to be focusing on that purpose development. Living your life purposefully with Coach K. Karen, welcome to Better by the Minute Life with Becca.
Wow. Thank you, Becca, for those kind and uplifting and powerful words. I am just so grateful to be on your show today and hoping and praying, as you mentioned, that what's being said here will be uplifting and encouraging to those who are listening. So thanks again for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, if you don't mind, share with us a little bit about yourself and what were there any life events that pushed you into the profession that you're in now?
Yeah. So I'll tell you a little bit about me. I am a wife, a mother, a sister, a friend, a coach, and a mentor. And I've actually seemed to have been doing that, as my brother would say, forever, because I was always that one that had the listening ear and was always encouraging and empowering, you know, with others to let them know that, you know, there is a better way. But I didn't really look at it like that. I just looked at it, that's who I was, and that's what I wanted to do. So, you know, just a little fast forward, I used to work in corporate America, financial services, pretty much did the same thing there, was downsized from that, and not really certain what it was I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to go back to corporate America or look to do something differently. Now, mind you, this is over 20 plus years, because that happened in 2002. And, you know, dabbled in a few jobs here and there, and they just weren't working for me. And so I was talking to my husband, and he said, well, you know, maybe you want to look to do something outside of corporate America and put your, you know, your gifts and talents to use. Still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I just prayed on it. And, you know, God did kind of speak to me, which at that point I didn't really pay attention to him, because I felt like, who am I to be someone that could be a coach, a mentor, or minister to others? So I just, you know, I just really just pushed that aside. And then one day I was at a church function and I was reading the scripture. Everything was grand. And then when I got done reading the scripture, I actually literally could not talk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't hear. I couldn't see for about 10 minutes. And I could hear this voice saying, "You have not yet done what I asked you to do." And I just said, "Whatever it is, it's your will, I'm going to do it."
So you couldn't see, you couldn't hear, you couldn't speak for about 10 minutes.
Right.
Somebody had to do something to get your attention.
Yes. Yes. And I believe me, that was an attention getter. And so I just did, you know, like a lot of research, a lot of studying the word. And for some unknown reason, I came in contact with someone on Facebook who had a coaching institute, which was purpose development. And we were talking, became, you know, good friends, and they start sharing what they did. And they were like, "Wouldn't you be interested in being a purpose development coach?" And I was like, "Okay, not sure what that is." And then I go, "Does it require schooling? Because I haven't been in school for a while. So now you're telling me I got to study." And they said, "Yeah, you do. It's an online course, but you do it at your own pace." And so basically I did buckle down. I let my family know that I was unavailable from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the morning for about 18 weeks. And when I take the, you know, the test, and when I pass, then I'll be back. And so I did that. And that was back in 2015. And so basically, this is where Karen A. Scott became certified purpose development coach. And so here I am doing just that.
So explain to us, what is a purpose development coach?
A purpose development coach helps women, for me, because that's my target market, discover their divine purpose, meaning that we all have gifts, talents, and abilities that we're supposed to use to impact the kingdom, you know, in a positive way. But it's also a reflection of your character and for who you are. So I help you discover that, but in the same breath, in positive ways, so you can make positive impacts, not just in your life, but in the lives of others in the kingdom.
So it's all part of a transformational journey.
Yes.
And you, as the coach, as the mentor, then facilitate others in finding their journey.
Yes. Yes. And it does all start within. And yes, like you said, it is a transformational journey because it's based on you and your character. So I'm basically helping you develop your character, you know, through your thoughts, your speech, and your actions, because how we act is a reflection of who we are and who our character is.
What if we don't like the character that we are?
If you don't like the character that you are, then you're going to make me work harder, because because I offer assessments for individuals. So basically each session is customized based on that individual. And yes, I have come in contact with people who were a little bit more, I guess I could say, resistant in wanting to change their character because they didn't want to go through the process. But for me, I felt as though if you really want to change, and you know, you are a reflection of your brand, because personally and professionally, we are who we are. So you want to reflect a positive character. So I would give them like little diagrams of, okay, do you want to be this character? And it could be, you know, someone that's looking a little, you know, disheveled and not happy, you know, and not really offering anything, you know, to themselves or to the world, or, you know, to anybody that they're looking at, or anybody that's looking at them. And then I would have someone who's smiling and, you know, sharing and encouraging. And basically, who do you want to be? why do you want to be? Because we do have a purpose here. You know, a lot of people don't understand why they're here or what they're supposed to be doing. And with those two, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? They don't know where to go after that. So for me, that's where I come in. Help them understand, you know, why they're here, you know, through discovering their gifts and talents and what they're supposed to be doing with them. Because we all have a purpose. It's already been set in place to love and serve one another. So once you find out what your gifts and talents are, you can take those gifts. Like for me, coaching and mentoring, that's the way I'm going to determine what I'm supposed to be doing here and how I'm going to impact people individually and as a whole in group settings, whether it's a positive impact to the kingdom or it's just an impact for that individual. Because when we become that light for others to see, then we become light because we feel like, oh, wow, I'm actually making an impact on someone else. So that's rewarding to see that you can make a change, not only in your life, but the lives of others as well.
No, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I have felt that in my line as well. I come at it a different way that you do, but I am loving what I hear in regards to purposeful life. And being able to find, you know, your purpose, define your character, who you want to be. So I absolutely love that. And so in part of that journey, you're helping them rewrite their story.
Yes. Yes. And when I say, talk about that, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and as they are rewriting their story, it includes defining the character that not only they want to be, but God wants them to be.
Exactly. Exactly. And how does that start with this rewriting story? It's just like any other story. If we decide to write a book or we're writing a blog, you have to have a foundation. So, you know, we talk about healthy, being healthy. So they have to have, you have to strive towards having that healthy mindset. Then it's, you know, healthy movement, because you still need to take care of you during this process. And then healthy nutrition, you still need to take care of you during this process. Healthy surroundings and healthy relationships, you know, because there's relationships that can cause you to backtrack, because sometimes people can be a little toxic. So we have to be able to recognize to remove those individuals, you know, out of our lives. And it could be difficult, I'm sure, but I put together a plan for each of those areas. Like in 3 months, where do you see or want to be during your health journey? Where do you want to see yourself during getting your mindset on the right track? Where do you want to see yourself in healthy movement, healthy relationships? Are there people that you want to remove yourself from, or vice versa, remove them from you, your surroundings? A lot of times where we live or what we live in could affect the process of our journey as well. So all this and all these areas, they come into play when you're rewriting that story. But it starts with the mindset, Becca. It really starts with the mindset. You have to be ready, willing, and able to set an example for yourself by wanting to reflect that positive mindset and, you know, staying in the positive reading mode, studying your Bible, studying the Word, maybe choosing certain scriptures that you like to reflect on and meditate on daily. You know, for me, waking up in the morning with a sense of gratitude, you know, just thanking God for another beautiful day and, you know, for my family and keeping me in my right state of mind and giving me the use of all my senses and my body parts and the organs. And it's just all of that and still meditating on scripture. And we talk about mantras. I even do I am statements, but I choose to do them based on the letters of the alphabet. So I do A through Z every morning of who I am in God. So that's part of the mindset, and that's going to help you along with the rest of those areas in your life, because you're starting to see things differently and you want to be different.
So I am statements through the alphabet. How do you get a hold of that? Is that part of your coaching program? Is that something that's special that you offer? Because that's very intriguing to me.
Actually, it's something I started, and you just gave me an idea, because I'm going to incorporate it into one of my programs. But that was something I started because one morning when I woke up after I did my gratitude, and I said, I remember coaches and mentors, Paul and Cheryl, saying about mantras. And I'm like, okay, I can't keep saying the same thing, but I could keep saying the same thing over and over again. But I just wanted to be a little bit more extensive with it. So I said, well, why not the alphabet? And so that's what I do every morning. I have a hard time sometimes finding something for X. So I chose xylophone because xylophone can bring the rest of the alphabet into harmony. So that's how I do that. So, yeah.
Oh, wow. So it's a new list every day.
Yes.
In some cases.
Yes.
Okay. I understand now. So share with us a little bit, why is it so important to rewrite your story?
Well, one thing for sure, it helps you as an individual to see where you were and where you're going to. So you're almost looking at who you are, because that's part of, you know, setting goals or things you want to achieve. So you're looking at where you are. And as you're writing that story, because you're looking at where you are and want to be, you're beginning to rewrite your story during this whole process. So you're doing it on a 3-month basis, you're doing it on a 6-month, 9 months, 12 months. So basically, if you go back, just say 3 months, and you see where you were, and then with this journey of purpose development and character development coaching, you're beginning to see that you are changing. Things are, you know, coming to light, and, you know, you're drawing in more positive people and you're thinking more positive. You don't want to look at those dark movies or read those dark books. You begin to study more on the word, and you begin to, you know, meditate more on scripture. And then you also become a light for others, because you now, you're somebody's survival guide. Because you're letting that person know, wow, if they could do it, and it's just 3 months later, and their process is still going, then I could do it too. So part of that rewriting the story is not only to help you, but it's also helping others. It's a testimony of helping you and others as well.
Well, and you touched a little bit on, you know, what you read. And I truly believe that if you're reading things of darkness, that's what's going to be portrayed from within you.
Yes.
That's what others are going to see as well. So as you're filling yourself with the good, the encouragement, the enlightenment, the hope, the joy, those are the things that are going to just flow out from you.
Exactly.
And determine, you know, kind of the emotions of those around you as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, I was just talking to my daughter about that earlier. I was watching, you know, like a DIY program. And I said, now the program is so positive and I'm getting ideas. And I said, why are all the commercials dark? You know, showing the dark movies and the, you know, the dark new series coming. And that's why it's so important, like you mentioned, to be careful what we watch, because even though you may think or may not think it's going to affect you, unless you really have that armor on, unless you're fully wearing your armor, the word of God, that darkness can creep in and start distorting the mindset. So that's why it's so important to be careful what you watch, be careful what you read, be careful of the people you're around. Because again, negativity brings on negativity, positivity brings on positivity. So it's just, it's a part of our journey, but it's also up to us to either take the road that's going to lead you into the light, or it's going to lead you into darkness. And it's okay to know about darkness, because the fact that you are light to overcome that darkness, be aware of it, pray through it, pray over it, pray around it. You know, just remove that from your system, your area, and then you can begin to see the path that God has for you. You have that journey that is light, because you see the light. And what does light do? It draws you. It draws you to, you know, what God has for you. That darkness is going to overshadow that light if you don't keep yourself covered in the Word of God.
Absolutely. And that comes to our children, even ourselves, the music that we listen to.
Yes.
The videos that we watch. I'm struggling right now with my youngest and trying to not censor.
Right.
Because I think there's so much censorship of the wrong stuff going on right now.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But it's encouraging the direction of doing exactly what you are saying in writing a story that is going to be beneficial, not only for yourself, but for those around you, as you being a light.
Yes.
So it's not too early to get started.
Never.
No.
You know, it is a journey. It is a process. And, you know, just like anything else that we have in life, if you want to change, you'll be willing to work at getting it, you know, getting it good. Because our life is ongoing. Our journey is ongoing. The story of our lives are ongoing. But why not be the illuminating light that can help others see that there is something better, there is something different that they can be doing instead of following the path of darkness.
And for those who have already fallen down that path of darkness, who have already chosen that path of darkness, it's not too late.
No.
Because that story that has been written can be used to help others.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important, as we are that light for those, because most people, they don't want to be in dark or darkness. They just don't know how to start in order to go through the process towards the light. So we're that light, and we're the light that's approachable. You pray for the people that are going down the dark road, but you also pray that they become drawn to you so that you can help them towards the light and changing their story as well.
Well, this is a perfect time for a break. As we are coming up on a break here on Better by the Minute Life with Becca, you are tuned in to KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz. We will be right back. And we are back with Better by the Minute Life with Becca. And my name is Becca Dukes, and every week, the empowering information that I am bringing to you, it might not feel empowering at the moment, but it's giving you something to think about. So when you do come into situations where you may need, you know, another thought pattern, another option, I am hoping that you will remember some of the things that you hear on Better by the Minute Life with Becca. And with that, I have a website, betterbythemintelife.com, where you can go and click on the air and see the whole list of my guests. And there have been some guests where it took a little bit of time to get their profiles up and how to contact them, but they are there now. And Karen is there as well with the information that you need and how to get in contact with her and take advantage of the amazing things that she offers as a personal development coach. She looks at the whole picture, folks. So in addition to the mindset, she also looks at health as well, because health is so important for mental clarity. And if your whole body is starving and struggling, your mind is right there with it. Now, welcome back, Karen, to Better by the Minute Life with Becca. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I just so appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know that with your coaching program, you have clients that are you are coaching. And would you please share with us a little bit about your coaching program and what it entails?
Sure. Again, thank you for having me on your show. I'm just really grateful to be able to share this with the listeners. I do have an extensive coaching program. It is based on an assessment that the individuals take prior that helps me customize based on that person. Because again, we're all different and we're all at different places in our lives, so we can't have the same module for everybody. However, they do reflect on character development. So I have a series. Part one is Lifestyle Navigators, which is our thoughts, our speech, and our actions. I have the Purpose Brand, which is really helping people understand the importance of what they're here for and what they're supposed to be doing, and figuring out once they get to that point of who they are, what their ministry or business is going to be, who their target market is going to be, helping them be that brand on social media that people know, love, and trust, because you want to be a brand that people know, love, and trust. A lot of times people say like and trust, but I like to say love and trust. So purpose for me, people using righteous practices overcoming selfish enticement.
I like that. Say that again. So purpose. Here's an acronym, folks.
Yeah. People using righteous practices overcoming selfish enticement. Because it's not about us. It's about helping and serving others. And when we get to the point of understanding that removing that selfish gain, then you'll begin to understand what you're doing here and what you're supposed to be doing. So I like that, because it is helping to build the brand and to create that brand. Again, like I mentioned earlier, a brand that people will know, love, and trust. And then we have 8 keys to transforming your character, and then 8 toxic people that you will need to remove from your life. So it's all a reflection of who you are, so that when you become that brand, you will have character, purpose, and integrity.
And if I can insert something real quick, because yes, our audience is male and female, your primary focus, your target audience is female. Guys, I am not leaving you out. So stay tuned, because one of my next guests is going to be targeting men and helping them with some of these same things in a totally different way, because I know his training is coming from a totally different school than yours, but still along the same lines. So I just wanted to inject that a little bit. So excuse my interruption, Karen. Go ahead, please.
That's all right. Because they need, you know, women need it, and so does men. So we all have our, you know, our places. So now they know. And I think that's amazing that you're doing that as well. So that's the that's my main coaching series. Throughout the year, I offer different VIP sessions. And so that's also based on an assessment, which is a separate type of assessment. It's just based on, it's still character development, but it's based on the 30-minute program, because I offer a 3-month, 6-month, 9-month, and 12-month. And the bonus is when you finish out that whole period there of your modules, I am still there as a mentor and a coach for you. So that's ongoing. That doesn't go away. So, you know, so that's where the modules, that's what I offer. And just like I said, I'm a coach and mentor, so I'm there throughout your whole process. So we're rewriting your story together. As far as my e-newsletter and the Empower Women Health and Wellness series, you can go to my website, www.coachkarenascott.com. The dialogue box will pop up and you can fill out that information. You will be automatically added into my mailing list for both. And each month, because the newsletter is monthly as well as the series, I focus on certain topics. This month I was focusing on seasonal living and how it can affect our journey in life.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, with your coaching, is it all done online? Is it with, you know, meetings like you and I do here, where you're actually speaking with the person? How is that structured?
For me, Becca, and I think a lot of my clients love it, because I still do virtual, but it's one-on-one, just as if you were on a Zoom. I do it through Zoom. A lot of my clients are all across the country. So I feel like this face-to-face on Zoom is great. If you're local, we meet face-to-face, maybe at, you know, my home or a coffee shop somewhere where we can just have that, you know, one-on-one without feeling as though there's no, you know, personal relationship there. So I feel like it's important to have that face-to-face to see who I'm talking to, and so that they can see who they're talking to. So basically, that's how I do it, just online, locally, in person, based on where they want to meet.
And I love that, because there has been so much that has tried to keep us from interacting with others over the last couple of years, and not letting that hold us back from continuing to connect with people. People need connection, whether they think they need it or not. Yes. Even those that say that they prefer their dog over a human, they need that connection.
Yeah, they do.
And a lot of people want it as well, whether they think they need it or not.
I agree.
Or maybe it's the other way around. A lot of people need connection, whether they want it or not.
Yeah, or it could be both ways. But yeah, you're right. It is important to connect. And if you could do it face to face, I think that is encouraging for, especially for someone who may live alone and they don't really commute, you know, have a lot of contact with people, and they're not ready to, you know, go out and about. But, you know, have that, you know, that relationship on Zoom or Google Meet, wherever you decide to do it. I think the face-to-face helps that individual see that, you know what, maybe it's not so bad that I am connected with this person face-to-face. But some people do become a little leery, especially if they don't really know you. So they might not want to come on screen, but once you start talking and building that relationship, then they feel more comfortable. And I think that's That's how I look at these last few years, as a way of being positive with technology is doing just what we do now, whether it's Zoom, Google, FaceTime, anything that's positive using technology is the way to go. And I think that's so key.
And I love the video connection because I can see your beautiful smile.
Well, thank you so much. And I can see yours as well. That's another thing. Being able to see a person's, you know, beautiful smile and, you know, what they're wearing today or how their hair looks today. And, you know, just listening to them speak and just encouraging. You know, you don't think that until it actually happens, like you said, with the video. When you clear that screen and open up your video, people's faces light up. They're just like, wow, it's other people here, you know? So
yeah,
I think people are really grateful for that, the video connection. Yes.
Well, and for those of us that work from home or choose not to go out and work outside the home, or, you know, telecommute part-time or even shut-ins.
Right.
Having that face-to-face connection, but with that camera on, they're showing up, they're getting up out of bed, they're taking showers,
yes,
they're cleaning up,
yes,
and showing more self-care.
Yeah. Ooh, you're talking my favorite word, self-care. That is like the number one thing that we should be doing. Now, it just kind of brings me to, you know, the different attributes that we have as women. You know, I think I mentioned this to you before about the Proverbs 31 woman. We all have those attributes. Now, you might not use them all at once. You might not know them all at once. But one thing I know for sure, self-care is number one. Getting the proper rest and eating the proper foods and the nutritions and supplementation and movement and doing all these things to take care of your hair, your nails, just do that, you know, self-care, because then that's going to take you further with taking care of your household, your family, your community, things within your church, and additional resources, because, you know, as women, we're always looking for other ways to bring resources into the household. But we can't do any of these things if we don't take care of us first. So self-care is like the number one component for me in order for to be able to push forward in all the other areas in your life.
I've been guilty of, getting up and looking good, but then pushing so hard and not really taking care of myself. With that true self-care.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah. So spending that extra time on yourself, don't feel guilty about it. Men, women, you deserve it.
Exactly. Take care of you so that you can help take care of others. And like you said, don't feel guilty about taking care of yourself. Don't feel guilty about if you're working and you're deciding at lunchtime you're going to go outside and take a walk and go to the park just to take some time out for yourself. It's nothing wrong with that. Because you know what? Then you'll be refreshed, replenished, rejuvenated, and then you'll be ready to start the rest of your day as if you just started, you know? So it's always a great way to replenish. Just get out and about. Take in the beauty. Enjoy God's beauty. You know, listen to the trees rustle. Listen to the birds. Listen to the water as it falls down rocks. Oh my goodness.
Well, and how we take that all in,
yeah,
plays into where our mindset is.
Yes, because it does help give better clarity and focus on what we do, because now you have stepped out and away from your office or whatever you may be doing, and you took some time out just to go outside. And that's one thing I did do and still do. When they were saying about not going there or going out, not I still went outside. I still walked, whether it was walking around my yard or going to the corner or taking a drive to the park or just taking in that moment of self-care so that you can have that better clarity, that better focus, and bringing on that positivity. Because I feel too, Becca, as a coach, I can't tell people the things they should do if I'm not doing it.
That's right.
So I have to be a product of my product. So I have to be sure that when I'm saying the things that they need to do, I need to be doing it as well.
And that's what makes the best coach. Yes. Because you've gone through the steps. You know what works, what doesn't work.
Yes.
It's not all book. This is the way it's supposed to be. It's actual life experience and being able to bring that to the table. That's another thing that I appreciate about you, Karen, is the fact that you do have life experience. You have been in the corporate world, and bringing that as a mother, grandmother, sister, wife, friend to the table and just sharing of your heart and what you have learned in a manner that is uplifting and supportive of others.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Because when I do that, it empowers me. As I tell people, if you empower someone, you become empowered, because you feel as though when you look at that person or that person says to you, you know, what you said to me today made me feel encouraged to move forward in what I'm going to move forward in. Because to me, for someone to say that, that's encouraging to me, because now I have encouraged someone and then they encourage me because I encourage them. So it's great to empower others so that you can feel empowered. I mean, that's just like the best of the best.
I agree. Let's move into branding. So what is branding? Who is it for? Why is it important?
Hey, well, what is branding? Branding, first of all, is a part of who you are. It's a part of what you do, and it's a part of where you're going. Just like those three questions. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? And then I have, how can I add divine purpose to what I'm doing? So why am I here? You look for the specialty within your gifts and talents. Because once you find that out, then that helps to create your brand and build your brand. Then when you're creating your identity, that helps to determine what you're supposed to be doing with that brand through your gifts and talents. And whether it's real estate, coaching, author, you know, self-published author. Everything that we do is based on our gifts, our talents, and our abilities. How do you do that? How do I know what they are? Well, for me, Coach Karen helped you to discover them, develop them, execute them, and activate them based on the word of God, based on what God says that we're supposed to do with our gifts and talents. Is, you know, adding that flavor. Because when you think about our purpose, it's just like a recipe. You know, we have to have the proper ingredients to be able to be impactful for ourselves and to be impactful for others. Being able to use those gifts and talents with a purpose to change lives for the better, a purpose to make a major and positive impact, not just on their life, but the lives of others. As I mentioned before, you're the survival guide for someone who may think that they can't do what you're doing. And we all have different, I guess I can say avenues or, you know, career paths, what have you. But when you discover those gifts and talents that God has instilled in you, you will approach it differently. You will approach it from the world standpoint. you'll approach it in a way where you're going to be serving and loving and just being there to encourage and empower and not look at it as what's in it for me. It's more about how can I help you and what is it that you need me to do to help me, help you be pushed forward in your purpose, helping you discover and develop your purpose. And now that you've gotten to that point, now it's like activating and executing. And so that rewriting your story, that's a journey, Becca. And it's a journey that you have to want to take. It's a journey that you do not want to exit too soon. It's just like driving in a car and you're going to your destination and your GPS may be telling you to get ready to get off, but then it's also telling you that you can, you know, if you miss that exit, then you can take the next exit. So the GPS that we follow, which is God's pointing system, is the GPS that I follow, that I have my clients follow, so that they stay on that road that God has for them without exiting too soon. Because if you exit too soon, then you won't be able to execute or activate those gifts and talents with the purpose that he has for you, with the building and the uplifting of others in the kingdom, and by and being impactful in a positive and loving and serving way. And that to me is more important than anything else in this world, is to be that person who wants to love and serve others and see people grow and see people succeed. It's, to me, that's just the best, the only way that I know.
And I know so many people, myself included, where I guarded myself. It was all survival mode, protecting myself from being hurt anymore and not trusting others, not wanting to give of myself because of those experiences, because of wanting the self-preservation of what I had left. Mm-hmm. And through rewriting the transformational journey, you help people become unstuck. And you had mentioned the 8 points of removing toxic people. That's all part of redefining who we are. And not just defining who we are, but realizing our value and how we deserve to be out of that toxic soup.
Yes. And, you know, and that's just it. Like when you think about just in general, is the person or persons adding any value to you, and vice versa? Because if you're not adding any value, or if you're not serving with value, then you just have to release yourself from that. I mean, I've had people, and this is how I came up with these toxic people, people who would be, you know, jealous of what you do. So, or why are you doing that? Or if they didn't think of it first, it doesn't make any sense, even though it does make sense. But because they didn't think of it first, they try to instill in you that why should you move forward? Because what you're talking about, no one's going to want to do it, or no one's going to want to rewrite their story or be that illuminating light based on what, you know, what God is telling you, or based on what the word is saying. And I had to get through that because, you know, I have people telling me at the beginning of this, why would you say that? Because no one's going to want to be coached. I said, well, this is how I look at it. I am a purpose development coach to help people reflect a better character God's way. If God is going to bring those people forth to me, then I'm going to be here for them 100%. I'm not going to compromise just so that I can have anybody as a client. And so that was something I had to work through. And like I said, that's where I came up with that module, because those were the different people that tried to get me to stop doing what I was doing, the way I was doing it.
That's pretty powerful. And being able to recognize those people.
Yeah.
And then being empowered to do the steps needed to remove them, whether it's mentally or physically.
Exactly.
Not let them continue to pour toxicity into our lives.
Yeah, that's like anything positive. That just kind of just overtakes everything. It's like you can't even think clarity, focus, positive, because you're so busy worried about what they just said to you. And then you just forget about what God has said to you, because it's just busyness. So it's just important to remove those type of people, because they're not serving you.
That's right. They are not serving you. Well, we only have about 2 minutes left in the program. You are also an author. Share with us a little bit about what you have authored.
And yeah, self-published author. I actually have, it's a children book, and it's a two-part series. And it's called Taisy and the Fruit of the Spirit. And so basically the story goes through, and it's very interactive. So as parents are reading the story, it allows the child and the parent to determine or try to recognize what fruit of the spirit was shared in that particular, you know, part of the story. It just gets them to really focus on those areas. It's the two books. One is called Taisy, the Fruit of the Spirit, and then Taisy and her sister Bria visits the grandparents' farm, and it's still reflective of the fruit of the spirit, showing children ways that they can do just that in that story. And both books are interactive. And then I'm working on Proverbs 31 Woman Devotion and Journal. Hopefully, my target date is my birthday, October 10th. So hopefully I'll be able to have that completed and put out for my birthday.
Coming up quick. Yeah, and cool. We will make sure that we have links to however it is that is best to get a hold of those books on my website, betterbytheminutelife.com. Folks, share this program with somebody that you think it might benefit. You never know who is looking to rewrite their story, who needs that extra little help in discovering and identifying toxic people, but most of all, what they can do, and that they do have that value and are worthy of not keeping themselves imprisoned in a toxic environment. And Coach Karen has put together this program, this coaching series. And again, don't forget about her e-newsletter. We'll have information on how you're able to get a hold of that and get on the list. And remind me, that was CoachKarenASCott.com?
Correct. Yes. And all the right, dialogue box will come up and they fill out their information and they'll automatically be added to the list for the newsletter. And it comes out monthly, second week of each month.
All right. You've got it. Well, again, Karen, thank you so much for joining me here on Better by the Minute Life. Folks, you are listening to Better by the Minute Life with Becca on KSCO 1080 AM Santa Cruz. Bye for now.
Thank you.